Two things. The first one relates to the ongoing voter registration exercise, particularly in areas where it has not been completed, especially here in Dar es Salaam. We want to see that the National Electoral Commission completes the task of making sure that every eligible voter is registered in the permanent voters register. The second thing that we want to see is to see to it that the Electoral Commission supervises and manages the forthcoming general elections in a manner that will ensure that the elections are as free and fair as they could be.
How confident are you that the Electoral Commission will organize free, fair, transparent, and credible elections in October?
Well, we're not very confident considering the history of the Electoral Commission. But what we are confident about is that this time around, we are better prepared. We are readier to face the ruling party in a manner that we have not been since the onset of multi-party politics 20 years ago. So even though the Electoral Commission is not what we'd like to see it being, I think this time around we are prepared to fight it out with CCM, regardless of the problems relating to the independence of the Electoral Commission.
We heard former Prime Minister Lowassa has joined your ranks. He's picked up presidential nomination papers to represent the party ahead of the elections. What does he bring to the Chadema political table that could possibly help you significantly challenge the ruling CCM party in the October general election?
He brings two things. Number one, he literally guts CCM. Lowassa is probably the most powerful political figure in the country inside CCM until a few days ago when he crossed over. So he's crossing over not only personally, but he is coming out of CCM with a considerable support from within that party. So that is the fact. You cannot win against CCM if it is a unified CCM. Where it stands now, CCM is broken, and this is the time to take it on. The second thing is, even though Chadema and the opposition generally has worked very hard over the past 5 years, we are stronger than we have ever been. There are still considerable areas in the country where we are not as competitive as we would like to be. Former Premier Lowassa will supplement our efforts in those areas where we're not as powerful as we should be.
Now, some supporters of Chadema I spoke with in Dar es Salaam, Dodoma, and other parts of the country that I spoke with appear to be displeased with the defection of Lowassa, who some accuse of being tainted with corruption, and that embracing him in the ranks and file of the opposition Chadema basically undermines your credibility of being clean hands to fight the supposed system of CCM in the election. What do you say to such criticisms?
I understand them perfectly, and I will say this before I answer your question. I was the author of the list of shame, which listed Lowassa among 11 other CCM members and senior government ministers of corruption back in September of 2007. So we as a party, we stand by what we said 7 years ago. But it is also true that following the list of shame, following that linking of him with the grand corruption around that deal in 2007, Mr. Lowassa was made to account for his role in that scandal. He resigned from the position as prime minister. 8 years have passed. He has not been prosecuted in any court of law. Our law and our constitution presumes the innocence of any person who has not been charged and found guilty in a court of law. So I understand perfectly those of our members who think that we should have done better, we should have kept ourselves clean. But if we want to win election, and this is the year, if we want to win this year's general election, we have to make an honest assessment of our own powers. We have to make an honest assessment of our resources and our support across the country. And the honest assessment that we made tells us that on our own, with CCM United, we can beat them. We hired a team of pollsters, very, very competent pollsters from outside Tanzania, who are telling us that with Lowassa inside CCM, we don't win. We want to win this election. Lowassa is the man who will guide CCM. With Lowassa out, our pollsters have told us that we can take CCM on. So what? While it is very good to keep our innocence, as it were, to keep our clean record, but if we want to do away with the system that breeds and protects elements in our society, this is the time. We cannot deal with individuals. We need to deal with the system. We need to tackle the system. And Lowassa will help us destroy that system that has bred corruption, that has held back this country from moving forward. So my plea to my colleagues in the party is the decision that we made is a very difficult decision, considering what we have said over the past 8 years. But we did not, and we will not change our position on corruption. We are only saying that if we want to to win elections, coalitions, a pact with the devil, if necessary, is the case here. We the bigger devil is the regime which breeds corruption, which has built this crony politics, and as far as we are concerned, that is the biggest problem facing the country. Not Lowassa the individual, nor any of the other individuals, numerous other individuals who have been condemned of corruption in recent years. We have to do away with the system. Once we've done away with the system, then we establish a proper constitutional and legal safeguard to make sure that we don't fall again into a situation where public officials engage in grand corruption.